Zog the Gemara, Daf Kuf Omid Beis, on the bottom again. Oysom b'nei Odom, Shekitshu b'beis HaKnesses. People that heard Kiddush in Beis Knesses, in Shul. Omer Ravi, they yayin lo yotzu. That means, if there's a shinui mokum, they go home, they have to make a goffin again. Yidei Kiddush yotzu, but Kiddush the yotzu. Because Rav holds, you do not need Kiddush mokum suda. Ushmul omar, Daf Kuf Aleph, Omer Aleph, Afi, yidei Kiddush lo yotzu. You're not yotzi, they kiddush either, because you need kiddush makam suda. Zog the Gemara l'Rav, lo malei l'kiddush b'beisa. If according to Rav, they yotzi kiddush, why be mekash at home? Zog the Gemara l'hoitzi b'nei b'beisa. If he yotzi his family. Now, if his family only consists of his wife, there'll be a kiddush in arvus that, like the Dogon Marvover discusses, if you could be yotzi in isha, it is an arvus to be yotzi. Avakav she yotzi yotzi, but it has to be in arvus. So if there would be only be his wife, so that would be a rai over here that you can be moitzi. Kivega discusses it, but if it's tam b'nei beisoy, then of course you can be moitzi. Now, afakav sheyotza moitzi, that's a gabe the birchas hamitzvahs, but birchas hanenin, not. Zok the rosh, the hagofen, the birchas hanenin, in kiddush, you also say afakav sheyotza moitzi, and you can be moitzi everyone. Now, zok the gemara, u'shmul lama lelik dusha bei knishta, according to Shmuel, that you're not yotzi kiddush makam suda, so why make kiddush in shul for? To be moitzi the orchim, people that are living there in shul, and they don't have a place to go, and they eat over there and they sleep over there. The ochlu v'shosiv going to be knishta. They eat and sleep and drink in shul. So melech for them, you k'taki be moitzi. Zok the gemara v'ozer shmul l'tamei. This shmul l'shitosai. The omar shmul ain't kiddush al makam suda. Since according to Shmuel, ain't kiddush al makam suda. So melech afi they kiddush lo yotzu. But for the orchim, they eat and they sleep and they live over there. So then, tak, it's not a problem of kiddush lo makam suda. Now, Tosef, by the way, it says in the third Dibur HaMaskil, the Gemara says in Megillah, b'tek nesis, you're not allowed to eat in them, for sure can't sleep in them. So you have to know, shal mitzvah, suda shavas l'chor is a mitzvah, but I'll go upon him, what happened to the din of sleeping in the shul? Zok Tosef, yeshloim on the bottom, towards the end of that Tosef, the lav dafka v'knishta, we're not talking about in the shul itself, where your kiddush is taking place. Elo chadorim shal yismuch in the Beis HaKnesses, the room, the inner, the other chambers, the rooms next to the shul. Kori Beknish, that's called Beknish. Umishoma Yeshoy Makiddush. And from there they heard Kiddush. And then Toysa says, Ulufimash Pirashti, we'll see Toysa's on Amid Beis, Kufan Beis, and the big Toysa says that the Mimokim Lamokim Bechad Beisa, Keshedai Telech Bamokim Achi Yesh Kiddush, Osi Shapir. That means in a different room, in the same house, if your intent is to eat in a different room, that's called Kiddush Mokim Suda. So La'olam, it's not shver that they're in a different room. La'olam, it could be that it's taka in the shul. But the eating takes place in a different room in the shul. And if you have zinin and das to go to that other room, that's called kiddush makam suda. When you're going to a different home, that's not going to help you have das. That's not called kiddush makam suda. But be'oisoy mokoy, mi'bayis, b'chad bayis, mi'cheder l'cheder, that would be considered makam suda if you're having das. So mele, that would be over here by the Beis Knesses too. It could be taka kiddush in shul, but the achila was taka in a different room. Now the Rana answers the Kasha of Tosis. He says that this din of a Beis Knesses is also to sleep and to eat. It's for stam people. Masha enken for Orchim, al daskein banu. That's good for what they built it for. They built it to daven and for Orchim to have a place. So Meladao would not be considered the din of Ein Orchim Ben.
Now we're talking from one room to the other.
We'll see that Tosis. Let's look at that Tosis. Look at Tosis of Kufa mit Beis. Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. So Tosis, Kuf Amid Beis, the big Tosis says as follows. First he says that the halach is like Shmuel, that we pass kentake enkish elamokim suda. Tosis around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 lines down. V'amekadesh shedai telecha b'mokim acher. If you're mekadesh and you intend to eat in a different place, yochel hoitzis oichlim shom. So first of all, over here, I myself, I have intent to eat somewhere else, but the people there, I can be moitzi. Why? The Lididu have Makam Suda. The Kiddush is for them, it's Makam Suda. So even though I'm the Mekadesh, I can even drink. I'm Mekadesh Tzach Shi'itoim. That's not a Chisson of Kiddush Makam Suda, because for them it's Makam Suda. That's one Kiddush in Tesis. Zok Tesis, V'chei Mashmer, this Tome, Echel B'nei Ha'ir, Ha'i Mekadesh B'etz Knesses. A person that was Mekadesh in Shul wasn't eating there, he was just one of the B'nei Ha'ir. U'moitzi Orchim. Zok Tesis, V'hechad Aleka Orchim. First Tesis says, if there's no Orchim, what's this din of being Mekadesh B'etz Knesses? He says the Taka doesn't apply. It's takel batola. Now the Tshuva Saram and Tshuva Sarajman, the Ran say that even if the reason is bottle, to be moitzi archim, the takon is not bottle. And some shuls, some yakshe shuls, still have till today, kiddushin shul taka. But Tosis clearly says, not like that, in Reish Samachtes, it's mashmeh that if it's takon or archim, then it blives the rochel batola. The kam le gashmuel. The aim of him, mekarish kanal dashi roitzi lechem okam achim, moi de shmuel, that maybe when you're mekarish over here and you haven't zinnit to eat somewhere else, Shmuel agrees that it's kiddush mokam suda, the yesh kiddush, vohod the pligi bestoma, me de porch, ule shmuel lom le kudush be knishta. That's if you stop having mind to eat in a different place, in a different house, that's not going to help you. Shmuel's not going to be married over there. So that's what Tosis brought before. On Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph, he's referring to this. From the second floor to the first floor, nira the moed Shmuel im kiddush be igol kdei lechol ba'ago. The chosh be kiddush mokam suda. That hainu. Stam, if you make kiddush in the igol and then you go to the Aaron, it's not kiddush mokam suda. But if you make kiddush be igol and das to go to the Aaron, that will be considered kiddush mokam suda. Now that's what Tosis says. That will be over here in Kuf Aleph. He says, according to what I explained, that me igol ha'aro with das, it's considered mokam suda. So mele, even in the base knesset, if you can't eat, you can make kiddush in the shul and having das that they eat in the room next door. That's osi shapir. Now the Gemara Taka discusses. Continues the Gemara daf Kuf Aleph from an Aleph, around 8 lines from the top. So we have machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Sovu minei. Right now the Gemara is of the opinion that Shmuel's din of afkiyek kiddush lo yotzu. Because you need kiddush makam suda, is hanimili mi bayis labayis. That's if you go from one house to another house. You can't make kiddush in one house and eat in another house. Avo mi mokum le mokum bechad besa, loy. But mi mokum le mokum, we're not talking about having in mind. Stop. Mi mokum le mokum bechad besa, that would not be chasson of kiddush makam suda. On that the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Mi mokum le mokum bechad besa is also chasson of kiddush shaloy makam suda. If you didn't have in mind, tell you some chadish. If you have in mind, it works. But if stami mokum mokum chad beis is also a problem. Why? Omelu Rav Anan batachliva. I'll tell you why it's a problem. Zimnit sagin ave kamina kamede Shmuel. I was numerous times in front of Shmuel. Vinoches mi igla aga. He was in the attic floor, and he went down mi igla aga v'hodem mekadesh. Now we do numerous ways how to learn. The Mepharshim explained this Gemara. Either the pshat is he was in the igla, and he was moitzi people there with kiddush. You're allowed to be moitzi people if they're there. And then he went down la'aro and he was made kiddush again. Vice is the kiddush up there didn't help. Another way of learning is that.
I thought it was the same building.
Yeah, same building. But that same building, we said it works if you have in mind, Tosis. He didn't have in mind. I was under igra and then I went down to the aro.
Right. So let's say if I make kiddush in the dining room, my wife was in the kitchen. So you can make kiddush for her.
If it's in the same, we'll see soon la'aloha, but that would work, correct. But you have in mind. That's considered you having in mind. But Akaponim, the Gemara is saying that Shmuel made Kiddush a second time, even though he was in the Igra. So either he was in the Igra and he made Kiddush for other people, and he made it again when he went down. Another pshat is that he was in the Igra, but even though the wine was in the Igra, he did not make Kiddush there, he went down to make Kiddush. So we see he needed Kiddush, Dafka Mokam Suda, and it wasn't enough to make Kiddush, even though the wine was up there. Or let's say he was in the Igra, And then the oil was nichba, the candle went out, so he wanted the light, so he went down to make kiddush. Akaponim, the main thing is he went down to make kiddush. So what do we see? That me ba'oisa bayis me igra le aro. You have to make kiddush a second time. So we wanted to say sover mine. We had the opinion that only me bayis bayis. You have to make kiddush again. It's not mokum suda, but me mokum in one house. It's not a problem. So that Rav Anan bat Achliva said, I saw that Shmuel made kiddush me igra le aro. So Amela, that means it's not Mokum Suda, even in the same house. Now, Tosef before said, if you have in mind, that's something else. But here we're talking about Stam, Me'igra La'ara is not called Mokum Suda. Zog the Gemara, Va'af Rav Huna Sovar Ein Kiddush Al Mokum Suda. Rav Huna also held Ein Kiddush Mokum Suda. The Rav Huna Kodesh, V'is Akrile Shago. Rav Huna was Mekadesh, and the candle got extinguished. What did he do? Va'ailele Lemanei. He took the utensils, he took the food and the utensils, Levei Ganane, he brought it to Rabbi Brei, he brought it to the chuppah room of his son that got married, the base chuppah's benoi. Over there, there were a lot of candles, it was a base mishnah. And he went down and he ate over there, but what did he do? The have a shagat, it was light over there, the Kodesh v'toyim midi. And he was Mekadesh again, and he was a toyim. Why was he Mekadesh again? Because the kiddush that he made, that was, the candle got extinguished. So in Mela now, it's not called Makam Suda. So Mela, he needed to make a kiddush a second time. Alma kasova in kiddush alam makom suda. Va'af rabbi sova in kiddush alam makom suda. Also rabbi held in kiddush alam makom suda. Why? The Om Rabbaya, ki avina beimar, when I went to Rabbi, ki avina mekadesh, he used to tell us, when he made kiddush, Om alon, ti'imu midi, taste something, eat something. Why? Because you might have heard kiddush by me, but if you're not going to eat something now, dilma de zilsalush pizza, when you go back to your home, mis akalu shaga, your light might get extinguished where you are in your home, v'loi mekadesh chu bebayis, and you're not going to be mekadesh over there, Bebeis achila, you're not going to be mekadesh over there a second time. You need light to mekadesh. Ube kiddush tochel en afkisu, and the kiddush you're not yoitze with, then kiddush al makam suda. It's not kiddush makam suda. But if you toy him now, so you have kiddush makam suda. Now, what is this tima? Tosfos says, very important. Tosfos, dima maschal tima midi, nira dahainu tima's lechem. Take a piece of bread, wash. Tima doesn't just mean take a bite of something, it means bread. Pashas doesn't even mean chamesh saminim, it means bread. So nita means achli. What about if you have tagima? If you have fruits or shahakol, lahashlim gimel sudas could be yotze shalashudas with mini tagima. K'moy besuka that you make a leishiv. Zok teizes hanadafka besudas shlishis. If you want to be yotze sudas Shabbos for mini tagima, it's only sudas shlishis. Over there, you can't be yoitze kvod Shabbos with mini tagimo. You have to have pas. So now Tosfos is saying that you have to have pas to be toy midi, to be considered kiddush makom suda. Now, other Rishonim say that Lamoshel, the Ramban says, by peres and mini tagimo, so that would also be considered, the Tosfos is talking about what's called suda Shabbos. So suda Shabbos, only suda shlishes, maybe you can be yoitze mini tagimo. But the etzim din of tima midi, Tosfos says pas. Other Rishonim say it can even be minit tagima to be considered toy midi. In Reish Ayin Gimel, so over there we paskin that it's pas or even chamesh minit dogan. But the Goyin Taka learns the pashas like the Stoises that the only way it's called kiddush makom suda is with bread. So according to the Goyin, if you ever go to a kiddush and you're going to eat, you ate before kiddush if you have mezonis. So even if you can't control yourself and you ate before kiddush, because according to the Goyin, until you have pas, it's not kiddush makom suda, you didn't make kiddush. But when you come home, you have to make kiddush no matter what. Even if your wife was by the same kiddush, you need kiddush makom suda means that you have to have passed by the kiddush. Now,
if they have passed at the kiddush.
Passed at the kiddush, that's excellent. Then it's real kiddush. My father, when he goes to a kiddush, he doesn't eat unless there's pass. He eats pass, then he eats. Yeah, he's makbid like the goyin. But that's a very hard thing to do because you have to be able not to touch cholent or mezoinis until right. You have pass. Zog di Gemara.
Some big kiddushim have what they call a kiddush lunch attached.
Okay, that's right. If they have a lunch attached, it's excellent. Then they tak have pass.
Right.
So Tosfos over here, al mimokam lemokam b'chad beisa, the Tosfos before that says, micheder lebayis, meaning the Mar's Hamin is mimokam lemokam b'chad beisa, meaning from one room, micheder lebayis, or mi bayis l'aliya, k'moy mi igel la'aga, that would not be a problem. Al mipina lepina, and then the Gemara says that it is a problem. But mipina lepina, you were asking me before if your wife is in a different corner in the room. Mipina lepina yesh kiddush. That even according after Rav Anan, what he said about Shmuel, that he meigel la'ari made kiddush in one corner to another corner, there's no problem. Keech lo choshev shinu mokum b'samach. That's not called shinu mokum. Oh, now there are guesses that say even mipina lepina b'al kaponim. It comes out mipina lepina. There is no problem that of making kiddush. Now the Magid Mishnah and the Torah brings this also. That he brings b'shem to Goinim, that if you see the place, that was the game what you were asking, your wife is in the corner or somewhere else, if you see the place that you're being Mekadosh, like by Tvila, if you see the place, it's considered one Mokum. But that's a Chiddush, what he says, it's totally in what you see. So, L'maisa la halacha, it's Dafka, Kiddush Mokum Suda, like Shmuel, and even if you're going to say, even if you think about going to another home, mi bayis l'bayis not going to help, having in mind is not going to help me bias labayis, b'edin reisha and gimel. However, micheder lecheder, it's be'etzim not mokum suda, but you have the svar of Tosfos, that if there's a yesh oimrim, that if you think about going micheder lecheder and you have it in mind, then it would help, if you think. But lemais, it's only a yesh oimrim. Lemais, there are more pasuk like that, but it should not be done lechatchila, the Be'alocha says, to think about going to another room. However, mipina lepina, in the same house, in the same room, I mean, just in a different corner, so that avad if you're mechashev, it's even mutal lechatchila, and that's not a problem at all. And this whole din of the Magid Mishnah, that if you roya, so then He says even if he buys a bias, that is if you see, let's say he buys a bias, that is a b'shasa tcha godl that you can be soymich on that. But etzim the mishmur says that unless you're stuck and there's no other way to make kiddush, so then you can rely on this thing of seeing even if he buys the bias. Zok de gemara.
From bias to bias means what?
If
you could look at...
Yeah, let's say you can see into the other home. There's such a thing. You know what I mean?
Store.
Right? If there's no other way for you to kiddush, so someone is an invalid, and they roya, they're able to see me, bias to bias, zok to be halacha, you could be soymich on this Magid Mishnah, b'diyavet godel. Shazat chak. Zok to gemara. Eini, are you telling me that Rabbah held Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda, and that's why he said that be toy him something? Because if you're not toy him something, maybe your candle will go out and you won't make Kiddush again, and then you won't be considered Kiddush Makom Suda. Eini, v'om Rabbi Komili Demar. Everything that Rabbi did, have a Ovid K'Rav. He always feared sich like Rav. Now we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel over here. Shmuel said Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda. Rav said, Yidei Yain Lo Yotze, Yidei Kiddush Yotze. Rav holds Yesh Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda. So if Rabbi always feared Zich like Rav, Levah Amani Tlas, except for three things, exception to the rule, he feared like Shmuel, David Kishmuel. What are the three things that he feared Zich like Shmuel? But that's fair from here, because the Chari Rav says, Yesh Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda. So why was Rabbi Makbid to be Toy Midi? Zog Demogah, what are the three things he did, exception to the rule, like Shmuel? Matir mi beg le beged. He allowed you to take tzitzis of one beged, put it on another beged, and not worry about the bizoyan that you're taking the tzitzis off. Umadlikim in el and ner. Likewise, the Gemara in Shabbos says that you're not worried about madlikim in el and ner. It's the bizur mitzvah. You're taking the mitzvah and you're using it to light another ner. Or maybe we memayit in the etzem ner Chanukah, in the ner rishon. Is that called being memayit? You madlikim in el and ner. And the third thing he did like Shmuel, halach Reb Shimon begreira. Reb Shimon says that dovish had miskaven is mita kisem safsel. You're allowed to be goyer as long as I'm miskaven. The tanya Reb Shimon noyme. So we see clearly that only three things he did like Shmuel. And you're telling me that he was makbid on Shmuel din of Kiddush Makom Suda? Answer the Gemara. Now Taisa says that over here, even though Rabbi Yochanan says Dovashen Miskaven is mutter, over here it might be different because a grira of a kisei is maybe korev to make a chritz. It's like a psik reisha. So it's not stam that we paskin automatically. Rabbi Yochanan says Dov Hashem Miskaven is mutter. Here it might be not a regular Dov Hashem Miskaven. It might be even worse. But upon him, it's only three things he paskins like Shmuel and everything else like Rav. And for the Gemara, kechumre de Rav ava ovid. I always went like Rav, lafuke, the coolest of Rav. The chumus of Rav I did, except for three times. I went with the chumus of Shmuel. Except for three times, I'm sorry, I did not go with the chumra of Rav. I went with the kula of Shmuel. Matir mi beged le beged, dov Hashem miskaven mutter, madlikim min el aner. The chumas of Rav I always did, except for three times I did the kula of Shmuel. However, kakula de Rav lo hava ovid, the kula of Rav of Kiddush b'mok shalom makom suda yotze, yidei Kiddush yotze, that I never went like Rav. Rabbi went like Rav, always in the chumas of Rav. Three times he went the kulas of Shmuel. But when you're telling me he didn't go like the kula of Rav, that's not shver. He always went like the chumas of Rav. So a mele rabbi that said that ti'im amidi is because he held like Shmuel, that they kiddush lo yotzu. Now the poiskim discuss, when he told him to be toy amidi, does that mean at the time of the kiddush, they had in mind to be yotze kiddush? Or pshat is after the kiddush, he said, oh, eat something. Because now you might go home and your light might go out and you didn't have Kiddush Makom Suda. So the Taz says, he's medayik from here, that we talk about that even if you're nimlach lechol, it makes it a Kiddush Makom Suda. You don't have to have in mind b'shal the Kiddush. He made Kiddush, that was the Maisa. And then he told him, b'toyim, because you might, your shaga might go out. The b'shal the Kiddush, does it say that they thought they're going to eat then? No. You could be nimlach, someone brings out a dish that you didn't think they're going to bring out. So you say, oh, you know what, I heard Kiddush, let me take eat. So that would be considered that by Nimlach, it's considered Kiddush Makom Suda. I, besides the Kiddush, I didn't know they're going to bring out this dish. I never mind to eat. Suddenly I see a cholent like I never saw before. Suddenly I decided, you know what, let me eat. So state on this Gemara, Tayim Amidu. He told me this afterwards.
So when you made Kiddush, you didn't have in mind?
Pashas, he didn't have in mind. Doesn't say in the Gemara that before the Kiddush, he told them, I'm being moitz you and have in mind and now eat something. Right. After the Kiddush, he said Tayim Amidu. The Maaseh, the Beis Yosef also brings this in Reish Ayin Gimel. And the Maaseh, the mashmois is in the halacha, it's seeming like that. However, the Korban Nitzala on the Rosh says that this whole Gemara, you can't be Medayik. The Gemara is talking about that he told him this before Kiddush, because if you're not Mechavim B'Shas Kiddush, how can you be Yoytze for Kiddush? It's fair to say that you Yoytze Kiddush on Kavodah, that you want to be Yoytze. So that would be, but Lamais in the Ramah, it seems like Nimlach, it's considered Kiddush Makom Sura too. Zok the Gemara, V'Reb Yoichanan Omar, the third Shita is, we had two Shitas till now. We had Rav Shita, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu, you have to make a goffin again, Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, you don't need Kiddush Makom Sura. You had Shmuel Shita said, Afi Kiddush Lo Yotzu, you need Kiddush Makom Sura, and you're not Yotzu Kiddush either. Comes up Yoichanan, the third Shita, Af Yidei Yayin Nami Yotzu, you Yotzu even Yidei Yayin. That means it's not considered a hefsek, and you Yotzu even Yidei Yayin, that means they don't have to make a goffin again. You go to a different home, you don't make a goffin. Zog the Gemara, Oz Reb Yechonon Tamei, Om Reb Chanin, Abaye, Om Reb Podas, Om Reb Yechonon, Echot Shinu Yayin. If you have a different wine, I have a red wine and a white wine, a different type of wine, a different barrel. Shinu Yayin, Dafkuf Alva on the base. Vechot Shinu Mokum, Ein Etzorch Levorech. That means you don't have to make a bruch on the Yayin a second time, even a Shinu Mokum. So Mail over here in Beit Knishta, when Itaka made the Kiddush, so then you don't have to have, you don't have to have a broch on the goffin the second time. Even Yidei Yayin Yotzu. You don't have to make a goffin the second time. Now Tosis over here, in Diva Maschel of Rabbi Yechon Omar, Afei Yidei Yayin Yotzu, Zok Tosis, Umayri Sheshosu. We're talking about that the Shoimim that go home now and drink their own wine, they also drank the wine in the place where the Mevorach made the brocha. It's not just that they relied on the Mevorach making the brocha and he drank the wine. And now they're mafsik and they're walking and talking home and they don't have to make a brocha of yayin. No. Umayri sheshosu, they themselves also drank from the wine. The Beis HaKnesses in the shul. Avgav l'inyi kiddush yotzu b'shmiya, even though when it comes to the kiddush, kiddush itself, the yotzu b'shmiya, they don't have to drink as long as the Mevorach drinks. Hamvorach sach shiitoim. But when it comes to the Birchas Hayayin, it's only when they themselves drank. Now, even though the difference is that the Birchas HaKiddush is the Birchas HaMitzvahs, so that they can be Yoytza Adei Rishmiya. Here we're talking about the Birchas HaNenin in the Yayin, so mainly they have to drink themselves, Zoktosis. Otherwise, them talking, and even if the Mevarech drank, but them going home now and being Mafsik and talking, that would require another bracha. Reb Yochanan says, they don't now require another bracha, it's only when they themselves drank. Now, even though the Rosh said that the din of Afagav the Yotza Moitzi is not just on the Birchas HaMitzvahs and even on the Birchas HaNenin of the Kiddush, they mean the Hagofen too, because it all is chelik and part of the Kiddush, but here we're differentiating that in the Etzim Ti'ima you would need, in order that not to make a brach when you come home for the Shoimim, you need a team on the Ayin. Even though for the Kiddush, you don't need to be Toyim, as long as the Mevarach is Toyim. So that's what Tosis explains. That Umayri sheshosu bebeis haknesses, afgav l'nyin kiddush yotze b'shmiya, k'dibrish le'el, l'nyin yayin lo yipotel ken shoso. Why do they have to drink? Because otherwise they would have to make a bracha to have a hefsik. Otherwise it would be a hefsik, the fact that they talked and they walked home. Of course they would have to make a bracha again. But since they themselves drank, so now they don't have to make a bracha when they come home. Kanim refer ketz mevarchin, gabi ha-moitze shim hefsik shetzoch lachso levarch. So Shitas Tosis is very clear. We're talking about Dafka that they themselves drank. Now the Aruch Holkam in this Tosis, the Mogen Avrom, brings in Kuf Samach Zayin and the Bir Agro over there, that since, even if they themselves did not drink, even if they themselves drink, it would not require a bracha. Why? I l'chor it's a hefsek. The Teretz is, since the Mekadosh drank, and he made the bracha, and he drank, so even if the Shoimim are mafsik, it would not be required them to make another bracha. It's not a hefsek once the Mekadosh drank. Once the Mekadosh drank, it's not considered a hefsek, even if you're a mafsik and you talk because the Mekadosh drank. Now, this is only because your hefsek took place after the Mekadosh already drank. But if you're a mafsik before the Mekadosh drank, then taka we paskin then you would have to make another bracha. If you hear a bracha from someone else and you talked before he drank, then avada you have to make another bracha. But if you talked after the mevorach himself ate or drank, so then that would not be considered a hefsek and you not require another bracha. But Tosis clearly says not like that. Tosis clearly says over here dafka that sheshosu, dafka when the shoimim themselves drank, then it would not be considered a hefsek that they go home and they would not require another bracha. Now, Ramon Kuf Samach Zayin, it doesn't pass like this Tosis. It clearly says not like this Tosis. That if you're moiti someone else, as long as the Mevarech drank, then it would not be considered a hefsik for the Shoyman. And they would not have to make another bracha, even if they're mafsik. It's not called a hefsik. Now the Magen Avraham brings over there, clearly, that the Ramah is not like this Tosis, and he says, it's a very stark loshon, he says, that if the Ramah would have seen this Tosis, apparently this Tosis the Ramah did not have, but if he would have seen this Tosis, he wouldn't have ding, he wouldn't have argued on this Tosis. Now the Bir HaGro brings a gewaltige raya to the Shitzer Ramah. Zok the Goin, we see from the Gemara before, that Rav Gufa says, now what are we talking about over there? We're talking about the Mekadesh in Shul to be Moitzi people that are in Shul. And the Mekadesh himself, when he comes home, he has to make another broch on the Yain because he's the Yain lo Yotzu. So we see clearly that the Mekadesh has to make a broch again, Hagofen, when he comes home because of Shinu Mokim. Mashenk and the Shoimim that remain in Shul, they don't have to make a broch again because for them there's no Shinu Mokim. They themselves didn't drink. It's only the Mekadesh that drank. So we see clearly, Dr. Goin, we see a riot to the Ramad Shita, not like this Tosis, that it seems to imply that if the Mevarech was Toyim, so mainly he's Moitzi the other ones, and they don't have to make a bracha again, and even if they were not Shoyses themselves. Now we'll finish over here. The next Tosis says, one more Tosis, Shinu Yain ain't Tzoch Levarech. That we say that the Rabbi Yechon Shita is, that Shinu Mokim and Shinu Yain ain't Tzoch Levarech. Zok Tosis, however, that's the Gabri Birch HaGofen. But that toiva meitiv you have to make a bracha on. Meaning, if you have a yain that's meshubach, then from a better wine than the first wine, so then you have to make a birchas a toiva meitiv, and it says a condition. It can be that the second wine is worse, that it can be. It has to be other people around in order to make a toiva meitiv and not a yochid. And Tosis finishes off, Davka b'yayin mevorchin, Davka b'yayin, we make the bracha of Atoiv HaMetiv, Levi sheziblu kameim b'dmein shal Yisrael, Atoiv shlo yasrichu v'ametiv shnidu likvura. Alright, we'll stop over here. The top of Kuf Aleph, Omid Beis, the Gemara continues, Meisvei.